The Men, Little Talks, it's Absolute Radio, it's 15 minutes past 6, so David Tennant is with us.
Oh, yes.
And we've got the nativity starts at 8 o'clock this morning. You know, there are some of your DT fans who are staying up right now all over the world. Seriously, there are people getting excited about the performance of yourself as Mary.
They probably should be excited, although I have had a flick through the script.
I know, sir, and Richard can't help but notice the
since he's read the script,
he's read the script
4 minutes ago.
Yeah,
there's like an ebbing away of
energy. His gusto is gone, and he seems to be edging nearer the door as well.
I'm just starting my extensive preparation as I do for any role.
Oh, I see.
you're
going into the place you have to do prepare.
I'll be trying to envisage that virgin within me.
Yeah.
I'll be reconstructing my metaphorical hymen.
Well, if we
Oh, please. Oh, dear. You knew we'd hear that word.
Oh, look out for that in the next Richard Branson TV advert. Maybe that's what that funny little sign is. Now, that is enough, everyone. Okay, we call this the Vegas Hour. What goes on this hour? This hour. Are you a little potty mouth DT?
What hymen is that about?
Please,
on the mine apocalypse.
Let's not shy away from a bit of straightforward biology.
David wants to know seriously about how's it going to end at 11:13, or how do the mines think it's going
to
play out?
There are five different options as to how it could play out.
Hedging their bets. Then.
They are somewhat.
When you say five different options, make it sound like one of those phone things. So it's press one if you'd like
a dark comet.
Yes.
That's option number one.
Yeah.
A dark comet.
Which is a comet that astrologers can't see. It's basically one that will just hit.
Right.
Option two.
I liked that was a lovely mime, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, he's getting ready as well.
Real
for his
regular.
Role,
yeah, that innkeeper.
Why can't they see it? Is it invisible?
Because it's a dark comet. There's no light to it.
Right. Can they just see like a dark spot approaching?
No.
I don't know much about astrology, but that doesn't make sense. Surely it burns through the atmosphere and therefore it's a massive
ball of
fire.
Yeah, these days with these high-powered hubbub telescopes.
No, because as it is burnt out, it's come to the end of its life, it's lost the light, so you can't see it, but it's still there. It's massive.
Who would have picked this up normally on a day like today? Patrick Moore.
Correct.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah. Option two, a super volcano.
Right.
Option three. Super volcano, probably the biggest that is still in existence, is Yellowstone Park in America. That is a super volcano that, if that erupted, it would be sort of like another dark age.
But that's dormant and has been for millennia nearly.
But will erupt again at some point.
Yeah, but they'd know if it was gurgling underneath. It's not even gurgling.
And also, that would affect the world if that one erupted.
It would. Option three.
How would it, Richie? Yeah, how would it affect?
What, people in Croydon are suddenly going to because it's in a...
Croydon may not get hit immediately, but what it would do is it would affect
Dornish.
It would affect the flow of
Tilehurst.
It would affect
Tilehurst be okay.
It would affect the flow of the Atlantic and things like that, okay? Option three, the solar flares from the sun. Okay, we talk about those many times.
That sounds the most likely so far.
Number four is a chilling one that will keep you awake.
Uh-huh.
The magnetic reversal. Okay.
Hang on, do I need to put that thing away? this won't be able to pick up anything.
The North Pole, every few thousand years, reverses to become the South Pole. A magnetic reversal.
Right.
And finally,
does
option
it really?
Five. Yes,
yeah,
it does.
What would happen if that happens?
Why is that a bad thing if that happens every few thousand years?
Satellites would drop from space.
Right. Oh,
sat-navs
really
would no longer work.
You are one of those Y2K people that said the
planes are going to drop out of the sky. Working,
yep.
We are screwed.
And number five, fox cancer.
No.
No, it's
right.
Seriously.
That sounds like a Daily Mail headline.
No.
Fox cancer.
I did actually read it in the paper. It is an illness spread by foxes.
Right.
What, cancer is?
This particular variant.
Cancer
of it.
Isn't spread in that way, though, is it? It develops, it grows.
How did that happen at 11:13 this morning?
The fox one that the mines.
Because I saw one in my garden again about 3 a.m. If that thing's giving me something, I'm going to be really disappointed.
The first fox bite would happen at 11:13.
So it'd be a real slow burn. I mean, that could take centuries.
So they'd have to bite us in order for it to spread.
Indeed. So if you see a fox at 11:13 today, cross the road.
Great, you know, there's nothing that spreads the Christmas cheer more than the five ways that we're all going to get it today at 11:13. So it's a volcano, a cancerous fox,
dark comet, super volcano, solar flare, magnetic reversal, cancerous fox.
And that's at 11:13 this morning, OK? Just so you know. All right, let's get the latest travel news now. It's 20 minutes past six. Here's Maggie.
Absolute Radio Travel.